Welcome to Ask the Experts, a monthly podcast taking on the latest questions around healthcare legislation and compliance.
Welcome to today's episode of Ask the Experts. With us today is Shelley Bloom, Director of Legislative Awareness and Training. Before we begin today's podcast, I would like to read the following disclaimer. This podcast is designed to highlight various employee benefit matters of general interest to our listeners. It is not intended to interpret laws or regulations or to address specific client situations. You should not act or rely on any information contained herein without seeking the advice of an attorney or tax professional. Shelley, my first question is, do state continuation or mini COBRA plans provide coverage for medical plans only? And can dental coverage be continued?
Hello, Jim. The answer is that each state has their own rules about state continuation and mini COBRA. Most states do offer state continuation or mini COBRA, but not all. And to specifically answer your question, generally, medical coverage is all that is included in state continuation or mini COBRA benefits. But in New York, the qualified beneficiary is able to continue the coverages that were in force on the day prior to that termination.
Question two. An employer group wants to stop the contributions to a dependent child if the child has a job that offers benefits. Is this permitted under the ACA?
The Affordable Care Act plans offer dependent child coverage up to the age of 26, so it is the employer's responsibility to offer that coverage. It does not say anything about the employer contributing to the coverage. So as long as the offer of coverage remains available, it's up to the employer if he wants to go those extra few steps to confirm that the child has coverage with his job and to allow that child to potentially come back on the plan when they're no longer getting those benefits from the job that they have.
Can a change in premium for CHIP, the Children's Health Insurance Plan, be a qualifying event?
The answer to that is likely yes. A qualifying event can be a significant increase in the premium that would warrant a change in the coverage. The Department of Labor does not tell us what significant means, so we have to use that and use our discretion for what is significant. But if a parent got a significant increase in that CHIP plan that their child was in, that could be a reason to allow them to come and bring the child onto the parent's plan.
An employer hires a student attending college to work full-time under a co-op program. Is the employer required to offer benefits to the student?
Yes, the student is working full-time. They are being paid by the employer, and that student would be entitled to the same benefits as any other similarly situated employee at the company.
The new affordability test of 8.39 for 2024 ACA plans was recently announced. When does an employer need to use this new test?
The 8.39 applies at the next renewal in 2024 for the employer group. So as an example, if the renewal is in September of each year, the employer group would use the current affordability test of 9.12% right now because the plan just renewed in September of 2023, and when the plan renews in September of 2024, that is when they would use the 8.39%.
Shelley, does COBRA apply to domestic partner?
For federal COBRA roles, which is an employer group with 20 or more employees, the answer is no. Only the spouse and the dependents are who is eligible for federal COBRA. If you are speaking about state continuation or mini COBRA, then you need to check the roles for your states. There could be some states that do allow domestic partner coverage.
Carriers must release the MLR rebate checks by September 30th, 2023. The amounts they are returning are for what year?
The amounts that the carriers are returning by September 30th will be paid for the prior year, 2022, and it's actually an average over those last 3 years, so 2022, 2021, and 2020, that would be included in the payment for MLR that will be sent out by September 30th of this year.
Thank you for listening. Please join us next month for another edition of Ask the Experts.